And my guest is Sarah Carlos at the White Horse in Bradford-on-Tone. Sarah, hello.
Hello, Darren.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Now, this is really random because we've been speaking quite a bit over the last 3 weeks on text as part of this Dry January WhatsApp group with Swimming World that we're on. And we never met, but we finally speak at last.
I know. It's nice to sort of speak to someone.
So first of all, for those that don't know you or about you, just tell us a bit about yourself.
My name's Sarah and I run the White Horse in at Bradford-on-Tone with my brother and sister-in-law. We've been there for about 5 years. Currently, obviously, we're sort of just doing takeaways and lockdown. But yeah, we're hoping to reopen soon.
And you're actually a chef by trade, aren't you?
Didn't you used to be
in Troll? Didn't you used to run the Winch in Troll?
I did. We used to own the Winchester Arms at Troll and I do most of the cooking. And then we moved to Bradford-on-Tone, where I still do most of the cooking. So not many people see me. I'm usually in the kitchen out the back.
Your cooking's famous. I know that much.
Oh, it's nice to know.
Anyway, we are here because I find it very, very remarkable that a pub landlord is doing Dry January. Whew, that was a brave move.
Well, yeah, it seems to be quite a good idea to do it at the moment where the pubs are shut. I don't usually condone doing it. I don't really want all my customers doing it.
No.
But at the moment, I don't mind because obviously as soon as the pubs reopen, everyone will hopefully want to have a nice beer or wine. So this year just seemed to be the ideal time to do it.
Now, tell me something. Are you, being a landlord, are you much of a drinker anyway? Because it's there at your fingertips whenever you want it. And some people can get a little bit too keen on it. But how about yourself?
I do like a drink. I obviously don't drink at the sort of times that everyone else drinks because we generally work, you know, Christmas holidays and all the weekends. But I do enjoy a glass of wine with friends or at home just to sort of wind down at the end of an evening. But I don't obviously drink very often in the pub because I usually have to drive home. So that's quite a good thing for me. I think if I lived there, it might be a bit different, but I don't. So luckily, yeah. So I think it would be a bit of a habit if I did.
I don't know about you, but I have been this has been quite a challenge for me because I drink every day and I have done for years, not excessively, but it's not until I put my numbers and stuff into that app that we've sort of all shared. And these figures came out basically saying how much money I'm spending, how much weight I'm putting on and one thing and another. So it was like a bit of an eye opener. How would you say that you fit into that?
I definitely, when I drink, I then get hungry. So I might have a couple of glasses of wine and then decide that I need something to eat. So I then eat more calories probably than I should because I'll sort of go to the fridge and find something to eat then. And also I think the next day, if you've drunk, the next day you don't always want to eat the healthiest of foods. So you go for things like pizza or, in my case, in the pub, chips.
Yeah.
So it definitely makes me more aware of what I'm eating. And it's definitely helping me lose weight at the moment because I'm doing quite well without the alcohol at the moment.
And so you're another one that's doing a Slimming World diet, aren't you?
Yes.
As well as Dry January. So
yeah.
How is the two working together for you? And you're a chef, let's be honest about it, right? Most chefs will tell you to really get the taste of a good meal, you've got to have a good drink while you're doing it.
Yeah, definitely. I'm finding it easier because I at the moment being not working so much, obviously we're only doing takeaways, so I'm only working sort of part-time. I've got more time to plan my food, and not being at the pub, it's easier because you miss meals a lot and you work late at night, so then when you get home you don't always want to sort of grab something rather than cook proper meal. So no, I'm definitely finding it easier with the more time, and not drinking is helping me a lot at the moment, which is good. So I'm really hoping to lose a few more pounds before the end of January.
Are you finding that you're doing really random things that you would never normally have done on eating and drinking random stuff?
These low alcohol wines, I've been buying them and getting quite excited about it, and then when I drink them I'm like, actually this isn't really very nice. I'd rather just have sort of a squash or a Diet Coke. I haven't found one yet that's really good. I think there's a market definitely for some wine that actually tastes of wine and not sort of apple juice. But definitely.
This Slimming World WhatsApp group that we're both in, and there's a lot of banter going on and one thing and another. Somebody's been flying around with this alcohol-free Gordon's gin. Have you tried that?
Yeah. No, not yet. I did try another gin that I had at the pub, It didn't taste anything like gin, but apparently the Gordon's one is the best one. I will try it. If I'm, carry on doing the Dry January, I think I'll try that one.
Yeah, I tried some of the Heineken. It was awful. It just a vile. Yeah. So, I'm not a huge fan of that one, to be honest.
No, I think they're all very sweet instead of the alcohol. They're not dry, are they? So they're all sort of very sickly.
Yeah, and the lager was very hoppy. That was a hoppy smell. At what point of the day are you struggling most?
It's in the evenings, if I'm home, sort of the early part of the week when I'm not doing takeaways at the pub.
Yeah.
There's a sort of, you do your tea and you sit down, you watch telly, you're like, oh, I could just have a glass of wine or I could get a gin. So that's the worst time for me. But what I'm finding is instead of sort of sitting down earlier, I'm trying to do other things. So I might cook some things in the evening or do a bit of cleaning or I just try not to sit down because I find that the routine of sitting down is when I decide that I wanted a drink. And I think a lot of people are that way as well.
Do you know what I did on Saturday night, right? You were just saying there about the cleaning. Saturday night usually for me is a night where I'm out doing gigs, discos or whatever. On a fairly relaxed night, having a few drinks. I bought a new steam cleaner the other week. I steam cleaned my bathroom. I mean, that was Saturday night. I steam cleaned my bathroom. How mad is that?
I know. I think you just find different things to do, don't you?
Random.
To take your mind off of, the normal thing that you would do, which is probably sit down and have a couple of beers. But
yeah, right, well listen, we are 3 weeks in now, 3 weeks, and we're going well, and the support group of the Slimming World WhatsApp group has been good, hasn't it? Let's be honest about
it's been really good, actually. Really, without that I would have definitely caved. I probably would have just had a glass of wine and not told anyone.
Listen, while you're on the radio, give us a few little cheeky plugs, what the pub's doing at the moment.
I know you're
closed, but takeaway stuff.
No, we're doing takeaways. So takeaways are available Thursday, Friday and Saturday evenings for collection only. We do deliver sort of in the village, but not much further. And then Sunday lunches, 12 till 4. So if anybody wants a takeaway, check out our Facebook page or have a look on our website.
Sarah, it's been great to talk to you. And no doubt at some point soon, we will all get together. It's on that group and we'll all meet up and we'll have a quick drink with
each
other.
Definitely.
Nice to speak to you, Sarah.
Thanks very much, Darren. I'll see you soon.